Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
When Kearsa Williams' son Bennett was just 4 years old, he was deemed a cancer survivor, fighting the most common form of childhood leukemia, ALL.
Fast forward to 2018, and Bennett is 8 years old. He was diagnosed a second time with a different type of leukemia, and this time it was called MDS, or myelodysplastic syndrome, and it was the precursor to AML, which is a more aggressive type of leukemia. The only cure for MDS was a bone marrow transplant.
That's when they began the process of trying to find a bone marrow donor through the world's largest stem cell donor center, DKMS. His two older sisters weren't a match.
And so then they go to the registry that is not only national, but it's worldwide, and just start praying that a match is found. We felt so lucky, you know, and blessed the day that the nurse told us that they found a match.
All they knew was their donor was male. Eventually, they learned his name was Joshua Coleman from Germany.
There's a lot of fear of the unknown because a bone marrow transplant involves completely wiping out your existing bone marrow and immune system. And then when it comes time for the transplant, the bone marrow, it looks like a big bag of blood, and it just drips in there. And then you just sit and wait for the bone marrow to settle in his body and start producing new healthy blood that is cancer-free.
The family got the surprise of a lifetime just a few days ago at a DKMS event.
She called us up on stage, and then she said, "Joshua Coleman, come on stage." And we saw him stand up and walk towards the stage, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he was there and had traveled thousands of miles to come and meet us. Oh my gosh, I smothered him with hugs. And his English is really good. And he knew exactly what we were saying. You know, "Thank you. I'm so glad you're here." Bennett gave him a big hug. I told him Bennett and him are now blood brothers. And it's so cool that they share that common bond.
We're proud to call Joshua Coleman and DKMS this week's KRLD Difference Makers.
He's so sweet and he's so humble. And he said, "Why wouldn't I help? Why wouldn't I do something to help somebody else?" And he just made it sound like no big deal. And I just said, "You know, Joshua, this is such a big deal. You know, your decision to do this changed our life. It really did."
From the 24-Hour News Center, Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.